remained unaware of my presence. She had had a formidable reputation when first the company had come to Taglios. She had put up a good struggle, too, but the years had worn her down. She looked old and tired and defeated now. I stepped forward. "Have they treated you well so far, Radisha?" She showed me a weak smile. There was a twinkle both of anger and sarcasm in her eye. "I know. It's not the palace. But I've enjoyed worse, including chains and no roof at all."
"And animal hides?"
"I've lived here for the last 6 years. You get used to it." It had been longer than that, but I was not taking time to be precise.
"Why?"
"Water sleeps, Radisha. Water sleeps. You were expecting us. We had to come." At that point, it became completely real to her. Her eyes grew big.
"I've seen you before."
"Many times. Lately around the palace. Once upon a time, long ago, around the palace also, with the standard bearer."
"You're the idiot."
"Am I? Perhaps one of us..." She began to grow angry then. I told her, "That won't help. But if you need to rage to feel better, consider this. The Protector is covering up your disappearance already. The one person who knew for sure, not counting us villains, of course, is dead already. There'll be more deaths, and you'll begin making the most outrageous pronouncements from the anonymity of your anger chamber. And in 6 months, the Protector will be so solidly in control, behind her greys and those who think they can profit from an alliance with her, that you won't matter anymore. As long as Soulcatcher could come to an accommodation with Mogaba." I did not mention that. The Radisha began to speak quite rudely of her ally. I let her run for a while, then offered another slogan. "All their days are numbered."
"What the hell does that mean?"
"Sooner or later we're going to get everyone who injured us." "You're right. It's not really sane, but it's the way we are. You've seen it happening lately. Only the Protector and the Great General are still running free." "All their days are numbered." The reality sank in a little deeper. She was a captive. She did not know where. She did not know what was going to happen. She did not know that her captors were willing to pursue their grudges to insane lengths, just as they had promised they would before she made the mistake of letting herself be seduced by Soulcatcher's deadly promises. "You have no designated heir, do you?" The change of direction startled her.
"What?"
"There isn't any clear-cut line of succession." Again.
"What?"
"At the moment, I don't just hold you hostage. I have the entire future of Taglios and the Taglian territories firmly under my thumb. You don't have a child. Your brother has no child."
"I'm too old for that now."
"Your brother isn't. And he is still alive." I left her then. To think, her mouth hanging open. I considered seeing Narion sing again. Decided I would